crime, Mr. Collins.
It surely is. After all, the temperature does vary in the Argentine. The Caballeros can be very warm if he's after a woman, and very cold if he's out to kill a man. You know, of course, that I'm married to Greg Collins, the famous private detective. I'm Gail Collins, and I'll be back in a moment to set the stage for our puzzling crime.
It's a crime, Mr. Collins. Tell me, Senora Collins, you mentioned the Argentine. What's our story titled tonight?
I call it The Chrome Yellow Death.
Sounds exciting.
Believe me, Jack, it was. Greg and I received an invitation to Los Colorados, just outside of Buenos Aires. Very wealthy tobacco magnate Tom McDougall owned an exquisite hacienda farther inland, in rather fetid, tropical, almost jungle area. He had known Greg a long time, and he'd asked us to fly down from San Francisco as his guests, including the plane fare. What especially intrigued Greg, though, was that instead of the usual come-and-visit-me note, the letter from McDougall hinted that there was some high jinks going on in Cruz Angelo. Anyway, we had left the airport and driven way inland to Tom's hacienda, where the foreman greeted us.
Bienvenido, Senor y Senora Collins. Welcome. I am Antonio Sebastian, Senor McDougall's foreman. I will take the baggage, I think, no?
Hello, Antonio. We haven't seen you in about 5 years, have we?
No, Senora. It is a pity. It is a shame.
Well, where's Tom, Antonio? Out in the tobacco fields, I suppose.
Ah, no, Senor Collins. Senor McDougall, he never go near. He just let Antonio grow the tobacco. He stay here all the time. He will be here soon, I think. Would you like to make yourself comfortable?
Sure.
Here, I have prepared a daiquiri for you.
Oh, that's well, Antonio.
Antonio, make the best daiquiri in all Argentine.
Thank you, Antonio. Well, salud.
Salud y pesetas y amor, Antonio.
Salud, senor y senora Collins.
Sensational.
Oh, I'm going to steal you from Tom, Antonio, just to have you in San Francisco. We'll pay you twice what Tom does. And all you have to do is make daiquiri.
Antonio.
Ah, there's Senor McDougall now. I'm here, Senor, with your visitors, Senor and Senora Collins.
Here? I hadn't expected them so soon. Greg, my boy, and Gail, how are you both?
Oh, we're fine, thanks, Tom.
Don't you look a bit hot and bothered? Something wrong?
Yes, a fire. Almost destroyed my tobacco crop.
What is that?
Oh, we got it out. But it was a pretty close thing.
You were in the field, senor?
Yes, Antonio. And something's very funny down there. I'll talk to you about that later, after dinner.
Daddy!
Oh, Lorna. Greg, Gail, you remember my daughter.
Yes, sure.
Oh, hello. Daddy, did you tell me the truth? Do you swear you didn't hurt yourself putting out that fire?
No, have I ever lied to you, Lorna?
Yes, often.
I want to show you something when we finish dinner, Greg.
What's that, Tom?
Something I found in my tobacco field. A rag, soaked in kerosene.
You found what, senor?
A rag, Antonio, soaked in kerosene. Somebody started that fire deliberately.
But why, Tom?
I don't know, Gail. Something screwy's going on here, and I can't figure it out. Today, we had a brush fire. Last week, someone put poison in my wells. Antonio and I watched and waited. We even notified the police. We had a few agents to policia hanging around for a while.
Anybody in East Pass got it in for you, Tom?
Oh, no, senor. Senor Tom, everybody love him.
Everybody except Granite.
Who's Granite?
Jeffo lives about 10 miles from here. Wild little fellow. He's an exporter. He's also a nut about Latin American culture. He collects things. There's about a dozen rooms full of Aztec weapons, Mexican novelties, Brazilian coins, all kinds of junk.
What's he got against you?
He wanted to buy this place. Of course, I wouldn't sell it to him. but you're wasting your time thinking it's Granite. He's clever. He wouldn't be pulling any of these stunts. They're too obvious for a man like him.
Daddy, I still say you should tell him. Let's get out of here. I hate this place. It's horrible. I can't sleep night. Oh,
please, Senorita, do not cry.
Hello, Lorna, darling.
Oh, hello, Stuart. Greg, Gail, this is Stuart, my fiancé.
Hi, Stuart.
Oh, you're just in time for dinner, Stuart.
He's always just in time for dinner.
Oh, now, Daddy, you've got to stop that.
Young man, I'm among good friends, so I can speak freely. Someday, I'm going to take you by the seat of your pants and toss you out, once and for all.
Look, MacDougall, you might as well get used to the idea that I'm going to marry Lorna. Because that's exactly what's going to happen.
It is, eh? Why, you insolent...
Daddy, please. We have guests.
Yes, I'm sorry, Greg, Gail.
It's okay, Tom.
Daddy's just in a bad mood because we've had some more trouble.
I know. I heard about brush fire. Mr. Granite told me.
You know Mr. Granite, Stuart?
Yes. I work for him. I'm his foreman.
Is he in town now?
Yes, he is. And he's on his plantation. Now, I know what you're thinking, Mr. Collins, but you're on the wrong track. Mr. Granite isn't the only person in town who has a grudge against MacDougall.
Stuart, don't start that again.
Look, you're Stuart.
Oh, Senor Stuart, please, you know how you say exaggerate.
Do I, Antonio?
I began to see that Tom MacDougall's beautiful hacienda was actually a very strange place. There was hatred and suspicion everywhere. But keep your ears pinned, friends. We'll be back in a minute with more of our story.
This is Carl.
And Mike.
We're back again at another Boulevard car wash, this time at Southgate Plaza.
Boy, is it cool.
Stop worrying about how cold it is, Mike. We've got a commercial to do. As I was saying, Boulevard car wash.
Carl, look up there. There's a guy coming into Boulevard car wash.
Hey, for once, you're right.
Look at him. He's unhitched his reindeer and is putting a sled through the car wash.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes, Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, but why are you putting a sled through the car wash?
Well, Boulevard Car Wash gives me the best wash in town, whether I go to the one at Maple and Niagara Falls Boulevard, or Orchard Park Road and South Lincoln Boulevard, or this one at Southgate Plaza. And there's nothing worse than a dirty sled. Gets all the pretty wrapping dirty. Oh, well, this sled's finished. Be good boys now.
I don't believe it.
Merry Christmas!
This is Carl.
And Mike.
Bye for now.
Remember, he said, be good boys. That means you shouldn't hit me anymore.
After dinner, Greg and I took a stroll in the grounds. It was cool. The stars were out. And we stood by a long line of fountains that Tom had lit up with colored spotlights. Oh, aren't those fountains gorgeous, Greg?
I know something much prettier.
What?
You, Jim.
Oh, Greg. That's the first nice thing you said to me for ages. Why aren't you romantic anymore?
I know the next line, bub. It's about how marriage changes men and they take their wives for granted.
But you do.
Now, look, darling. Let's go up on that little balcony. See it?
Mm-hmm.
The stars are shining right on. Just see if I've forgotten how to be romantic.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Greg. Come on. The stairway's over here. Greg, look. Under that archway on the floor. It's Tom. He's fainted.
Yeah, let me see him, Gail.
What's that around his neck?
It's a gimmick they call Las Bolas. Three strips of leather with three lead balls.
What's he doing with it? What's wrong with him?
Las Bolas has one major purpose, Gail. And it's just served that purpose very well. You use Las Bolas to commit murder.
The dead body of Tom MacDougall, sprawled on the colored tiles by the fountains in the starlight, was a gruesome paradox. Greg leaned over, loosened those leather strips that were around Mr. MacDougall's throat.
It's quite a weapon, Gail. Used extensively in Argentina. These three lead balls are each at the end of a leather strip, see? An expert, and only an expert, can use Las Bolas. He tosses it, sometimes from as much as 20 feet away. One ball knocks the victim unconscious. You see that bruise on Tom's head?
Yeah.
The other two wrap themselves around the throat, strangling the victim. Evidently, that's just what happened to Tom.
Oh, we'd better call Antonio, don't you think? He can get the police. Antonio! Antonio!
You call me, Senora Collins? Madre mia! Senor McDougal! Ah, los bolos! He's dead? He's dead?
Yes, Antonio.
Oh, Senor McDougal.
Mr. Collins, Stuart and I wanted to ask you if... Daddy! What's wrong with him? What's happened? Daddy! Your father is dead, Lorna. Oh, no.
Easy, Lorna. Easy.
Come with me, honey. Sit down over here.
Did you find MacDougall's body just that way, Mr. Collins?
Just this way, Stuart. Not 5 minutes ago. Recognize this yellow leather gadget?
Yes. They call it Los Bolos, don't they?
Yes, they do. Take care of Lorna, Gail. I'll get someone to phone the police.
You kill Senor MacDougall. That is what I think, Senor Stuart.
Shut up, you crazy fool.
You hate him. You kill him.
Where'd you get that idea?
When you learn how to use Los Bolos.
Suppose I do know how. That doesn't mean I'd murder MacDougall, does it?
Please, please, stop fighting this way. Daddy's dead. What good does it do to accuse each other?
I think I can help, Lorna.
How?
By going to the other plantation and talking to Granite.
I'm a corporate lawyer, and I'm one.
I'm a pediatric nurse, and I'm one.
I'm a student, and I'm one.
I'm a housewife, and I'm one.
I'm a bus driver, and I'm one.
I'm a fashion director, and I'm one.
Everyone can be a pollution fighter, but everyone isn't. It's too bad, too, because we need as many as we can get. We need them to pick up litter. We need them to stop cars from polluting and leaves from burning. We need pollution fighters to take action in their communities against the problems that are choking our environment. We have to have them if we're to clean up our air, our lakes and rivers, our highways and our forests. It doesn't take much to become a pollution fighter. Just a desire to make our land as beautiful as it used to be. Write to Keep America Beautiful for a free booklet. 71 Things You Can Do to Stop Pollution. That's Keep America Beautiful. Box 1771, Radio City Station, New York, New York. People start pollution. People can stop it.
Now, do you have your pencil and paper handy? A free gift is yours, a handy guide to available old-time radio shows. And to get yours, merely send your name and address on the back of a box top, any box top, or a reasonable facsimile thereof to this station, WBUF Box 96, Buffalo, New York, 14209. It's free. There's no obligation, and remember, your name and address on the back of any box top. Mail it to this station for your free gift. Compliments of Radio Rise Again and our sponsor.
Stuart and Lorna stayed and waited for the police. Meantime, Greg and I got into a station wagon with Antonio and did 85 on those dirt roads till we reached Granite's plantation. Granite was a queer-looking duck, short, shabbily dressed, with very heavy glasses. He smoked small black cigars and peered at us behind a huge desk covered with paraphernalia.
What can I do for you, Mr. Collins?
I have some news for you, Mr. Granite. Mr. MacDougall is dead.
I'm glad to hear it. I loathe the man. A heart attack, I presume?
No heart. Somebody kill him with Los Bolos.
Well, then, he had the satisfaction of dying in a rather picturesque way. Most of us aren't that fortunate.
You wanted to buy Mr. MacDougall's estate, didn't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm an exporter, Mr. Collins. The MacDougall estate is by the waterfront, has a ready-made landing. By the way, will you give Lorna MacDougall a message for me?
Yeah, what is it?
Tell her I want to see her. See, it's very important. I'd never have persuaded her father to sell. He's very stubborn. Well, somebody saved me a headache.
Do not speak of the dead this way, Senor Granite. You will be punished. Senor, Senora Collins, please excuse me.
Oh, where are you going, Antonio?
I wait outside. I cannot speak to Senor Granite. I speak to such a, how you say, man of the devil, poor Antonio will be punished himself.
Like most of the natives, Mr. and Mrs. Collins, Antonio is an illiterate fool weaned on superstition.
I'm sorry, Mr. Granite. I'm very fond of Antonio.
You still haven't told me why you came here, Mr. Collins. You suspect me of murder, of course. But you must be incredibly naive to think that you could just walk in and have me hand you a written confession.
I haven't accused you of murder, Mr. Granite. I'm just, shall we say, gathering information.
Let me help you. Would you like to look around my place? Most of my guests find it fascinating. I've dozens of rooms in which I've gathered Latin American curiosa, while an entire room is filled with the remnants of the Mayan civilization. Oh, and by the way, you will see also a bolos, which I know how to use. Mine is painted green. What color was the one the killer used?
Chrome yellow.
Disturbing shade. I don't like it. Would you and your lovely wife care to follow me? I can describe the items in my collection as we go.
Thank you, Mr. Granite. I'd rather not.
Then may I offer you a drink? I'm one of the largest wine collections in Argentine.
I think we'd prefer to leave right now, Mr. Granite.
Very well, Mrs. Collins, just as you say. My man tells me you came in your own station wagon, or I'd be happy to offer you a car. The front door is this way. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Granite. Coming, Antonio?
The station wagon is right outside, senor. I drove it around to the front. Oh, my head. I feel dizzy. I feel sick.
Antonio, what's wrong?
Sick. Antonio feels sick. The drink, there was poison in the drink.
What? Try to talk, Antonio. What drink?
Say no, Granite. Man, he give me drink while I wait out here.
Antonio!
He's been poisoned!
I resent the accusation, Mrs. Collins. Antonio may be ill for half a dozen reasons, but certainly not because of anything he was served in my house. I'll call a doctor.
You'd better call a doctor, and quickly, too. If Antonio dies, you'll have killed him.
I'll have the physician come over at once. Don't excite yourself, Mrs. Collins.
Antonio? Oh, he's so cold, Greg. And his eyes.
Yeah, we've got to leave Antonio in Granite's hands.
But we can't.
We must.
Why?
We've got to get to Lorna McDougal. Bring her back here as soon as possible.
I drove to the hacienda, picked up Lorna, and made all speed back to Granite's place. As we walked through the huge entrance, across the tiled floor. Look, there's Antonio. How are you, Antonio?
Better, Signora. Mr. Granite did not send for the doctor.
He didn't? Well, where is he? I'll tell him anything.
He took good care of Antonio. Got me these blankets, put me on the sofa, and gave me drink. Antonio better.
See, Greg? Granite got a little too ambitious. He knew he couldn't let Antonio die right in front of our eyes.
Where is he, Antonio?
In that room, senor. He went in there. I think. Antonio not sure. Antonio fell asleep.
All right, Laura. You know what to do.
Go into that room?
That's right. Tell Granite you want to know exactly what he has to say, why he wanted to see you. And don't be afraid of him. Remember, we'll be right outside the door.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, Antonio. Just relax. Go on, Lorna. Through that door. Stand over there, Gail, so Granite can't see you when she opens the door.
Ready, Mr. Collins?
Ready. Open the door.
He's not here. I don't see him anywhere.
What is it?
In the corner of the room. Mr. Granite. He's dead. Los Bolas. Mr. Granite was lying in the corner of his room with a yellow leather bolas wrapped around his neck.
his face twisted in agony, with a horrible purple tinge from strangulation. In just a minute, we'll bring you the climax of the case.
The Me Nobody Knows, the award-winning rock musical, beloved by both adults and children, and praised by critics as joyful, beautiful, and extraordinary, is now showing at the Studio Arena Theater through January 1st. The Me Nobody Knows is based on the funny, sad, and wise writings of ghetto children about their daily experiences, and is performed by 12 youngsters aged 8 to 18. Three of the cast in the Studio Arena production are professional performers. The other nine are talented local youngsters selected from over 250 applicants by director Jerry Dean. Miss Dean, Studio Arena's first female and first black director, was a cast member of the original New York production of The Me Nobody Knows. Tickets for all performances are available at the theater box office, 681 Main Street. Call 856-5650. We think you'll enjoy The Me Nobody Knows. December production at the Studio Arena Theater at 681 Main Street. Call 856-5650.
Greg had examined the body and called for the police.
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
You've had more than your share, Lynn.
I don't understand it, Greg. All this time, I've been thinking that Mr. Granite was...
The killer? Well, I was on that trail for a while myself, Gail, but...
Mr. Collins, Mrs. Collins.
Oh, there's Stuart.
What are you all doing? What?
Oh. Mr. Granite. He's dead, Stuart. Died the same way Tom McDougal did.
Mm-hmm. All flawless, huh?
Where'd you come from, Stuart?
I work here, Mrs. Collins. I told you that before. I'm Mr. Grant's foreman.
Antonio, is this the man who gave you the drink?
Drink? What's wrong with Antonio?
No. Senor Granite has a houseboy.
You know, I think we could wash this up even before the police get here.
The police?
Now, if you'll calm down for a second, Lorna, and answer a question or two.
Please, please, no more questions. Not about Daddy anyway. I can't talk about that, please.
Now, take it easy, Lorna. Sit down. Have a cigarette. I'm sorry I only have these native cigarettes.
Oh, no, no, thank you. I only smoke American brands.
Anybody else? Antonio, I bet you could use one.
Oh, thank you, Senor Collins. That is what Antonio needs. Calm the nerves, I think.
Why don't you take a chair in the corner, Stuart? I'm sure we'd all stop screaming at each other if we could get at the truth.
Back. Never mind the psychological approach, Mr. Collins. All this cozy business doesn't impress me at all. Get to the point.
Oh, I will. Yes, Stuart, I will. If I can get everybody to cool off. How about you? Smoke?
All right. I'll take one.
What's in this cigarette?
It's marijuana.
What?
Greg, did you say marijuana?
That's right, Gail. The killer smokes marijuana, and he...
You are very much smarter than I thought, Mr. Collins.
Antonio!
Get out of my way, Mrs.
Oh,
Collins.
Stop him! He'll get out through the window.
Greg, the bullet's on the wall. Give it to me. Here. Watch out, Antonio. I'm going to throw it.
No. No, don't throw it. Oh, my legs. My legs.
You're lucky, Antonio. I decided to wrap it around your legs and take you alive. You're lucky I didn't give it to you in the throat the way you did with McDougal and Granite.
After they took Antonio away and we said goodbye to Stuart and Lorna, we decided to finish our vacation in Caracas, Venezuela. As we waited in the airport... All right, Craig. Start from the beginning about Antonio. And tell me slowly. Because I'm not in a very bright mood.
Well, it isn't complicated at all, Gail. When Antonio collapsed after he said he'd been poisoned, A pack of cigarettes fell out of his pocket. I recognized them. They were marijuana cigarettes. That gave me a hunch. And when we went back to pick up Lorna, I had a look at the tobacco growing there on the outskirts of the McDougal plantation. It was marijuana.
But what's that got to do with it?
Don't you see? I've clinched it. Antonio, when we first met him, said McDougal never examined his plantation at all. He left it to his charming foreman, Antonio.
Then if you knew it was Antonio...
Well, I wasn't absolutely positive, Gail. Until I purposely offered those cigarettes to Lorna, Stewart, and Antonio. And of course, all they knew was that I had a native pack. Lorna refused them. They made Stewart sick. But Antonio enjoyed them.
I know the rest. I can fit the pieces together as well as you can. Antonio was probably growing the marijuana way out near the jungle where McDougal wouldn't notice it.
Yeah, that's right. Antonio not only smoked the awful stuff, but probably sold it at a terrific profit. He poisoned the wells and started the brush fire because he wanted to jinx the place. He didn't want anyone to buy the plantation. They might find out his secret. But McDougal must have stumbled across the stuff, so...
Antonio killed him.
That's the deal. Then, to throw suspicion off himself, he slipped himself a Mickey in Granite's fuzz. But Granite, who was a very sharp apple, must have guessed Antonio was faking it. So, Granite had to get the Bolas treatment, too.
Yes, Bolas, for flight 63, to Caracas.
Greg, darling, when we get to Caracas, you owe me something.
Yeah? What is it?
A balcony in the starlight. You were going to show me that even though we've been married for a few years, it could still be romantic. You were going to recite poetry and give me flowers and...
No, not me. I don't get romantic with all that icky stuff.
But, Greg, when we do get to that balcony with gardenias all around it, the stars are out, and we're alone, what will you do?
Oh, I don't think of something. Well, folks, Gail and I hope you enjoyed our adventure, the Chrome Yellow Death. Be sure to visit us next time for another Puzzle in Murder. For where there is crime and romance, there you'll find...
Mr. and Mrs. Collins.